AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama and his wife Michelle say Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady, and they benefited from her proud example. Nancy Reagan died in California. She was 94. The AP's Mark Smith reports the Obamas also praised Nancy Reagan as a forceful advocate on Alzheimer's disease.
The Obamas say during her long goodbye with her husband, Mrs. Reagan became a voice on behalf of millions of families suffering through the aching reality of Alzheimer's. In a written statement, they note she beat the drum for better treatments and cutting-edge research that they say hold the potential to improve and save lives.
Ronald Reagan died in 2004. John Haybush with the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library says it has been a tough 12 years for Nancy Reagan.
Can't tell you how many times I've had conversations with her where she missed the president greatly. She truly did.
In Columbus, Ohio today, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger paid tribute to Nancy and Ronald Reagan.
I know she will join him now in heaven, and this love affair between the two of them will start all over again.
Democratic presidential candidate and former First Lady Hillary Clinton says Nancy Reagan leaves a remarkable legacy of good. Clinton and Bernie Sanders will be meeting tonight in Flint, Michigan in a presidential debate. Flint is a city struggling with drinking water tainted by lead. The economy is expected to take up a lot of the discussion tonight. Republican leaders are grappling with the idea the best hope for stopping Donald Trump's march to the nomination maybe Ted Cruz. RNC Chair Reince Priebus said it's too early to talk about a brokered convention.
I just think these are hypotheticals at this point. There's a long way to go. There's over, 1,650 delegates, I think, to go.
He was on ABC's This Week. Ted Cruz split contest with Trump yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says the Islamic State group has been defeated in the eastern part of the country. In an address on live TV, Ghani said Afghanistan will be their graveyard. The Islamic State group has had a presence in Afghanistan for more than a year. This is day one of the Iditarod sled dog race in Alaska. It starts in Willow and covers about 1,000 miles to Nome, Alaska. Musher Brent Stass says he likes his chances.
It's shaping up real nice. I'm really excited about this race. The dogs came off the quest real strong, and I got 12 of those dogs in this team and four fresh legs. So, yeah, I'm real excited about the trail ahead.
There are 85 mushers signed up this year for the race, which crosses long stretches of unforgiving terrain, including two mountain ranges and the Bering Sea coast. Police in Daytona Beach, Florida, say a woman crashed through the infield of the Daytona International Speedway. Six cars were hit. Four people were injured. Police say the woman failed her sobriety test. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.